The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Hey, in explaining the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah of Lo Tishachet Isha Imahem, that a woman should not be alone with an Akum because we're concerned that they may have an illicit relationship. And the Gemara wants to understand, where is it Osir by an Akum and Mutter by Yisrael, that the Mishnah singles out the Akum? And the Gemara on Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis concludes, Lo Tzricha B'Ishti Imay. The place that would be Mutter by a Jew and also by an Akum is in a situation B'Ishti Imay where somebody's wife is there. Oivik Achavim, by Akum, there is no Ein Ishta Mishamratai. There is no concept of Ishta Mishamratai. Av Yisrael, by Yisrael, there's a concept of Ishta Mishamratai. And this is the basis of what the Gemara, based on the Gemara Masech the Kedushin, Daf Pei on the base, where the Mishnah says, Tanan of Shimon Omer, Af Ish Echad Mishyachid in base, that even though, as we learned here in our Gemara, a man normally cannot be mesyached with two women, but bezman she ishtoi imoy, that is mutter. And as Tosfos explains, over there, Divrei Maskor Shimon Omer, that it's completely mutter under all circumstances. And that's the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, Simon Chapei Sif Gimel. And the Chachmas Adam and Klal Kuf Chavav Sifkaten Beis explains that the reason we have a heter of Ishtai Imai is because a person is embarrassed to do something inappropriate in front of his wife. Even though we're learning that there's a heter of Ishtai Imai means that his wife is present, as we will continue discussing. Ishtai Imai does not mean that his wife gave him permission. A wife's permission is not what's going to make Yichud Mutter. The common question that's asked is Ishtai Mishamertai a heter even when his wife is sleeping? Which comes up quite often. Somebody is at home alone with a woman, but his wife is home as well, but his wife is sleeping. Do we have a heter then of Ishta Mishamratai? The Meiri in Masechta Gedushin says that the heter of Ishta Mishamratai is not only by day, but it's even by night, and it's not even only in their own home, it's like in a hotel. If somebody's wife is there, that will prevent him from doing an Aveira. The Sefer Ezer Mikodesh in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer Simcha Beis Sifai explains that Ishtai Mishamratai is a stronger form of Shmira than any other form of Shmira. And therefore, even though maybe there are situations where Shomer would not be effective, Ishtai Mishamratai will always be effective. And he explains why, even when she's sleeping. One is that she may pretend that she's sleeping, but she's really up to be watching what's happening. Or even any moment that she may or does wake up, she's right away going to be watching what's going to go on. Rav Ozan Zatzal and the Shailos HaTshuvos, Shevet HaLevi Chelik Hey Simresh Aleph, however, says that if the wife took sleeping pill, then we have to be machmer, because then the chances of her waking up diminish greatly. diminish greatly, and since they diminish greatly, he will not be that frightened from doing something inappropriate, and we don't have the het of ishta mishamritai. The Sefer Api Zutri says that the heter of ishta mishamritai is only if there's no other woman in that room. But if the other woman is in that room and his wife is sleeping, we don't have a heter. The Shalos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Vav Simen Mem Perek Yud Gimel, doesn't seem to agree. It quotes other Achronim that doesn't agree with this distinction. The Api Zutra over there also says that if one's wife, Rachmanel Tzlan, is blind, then we don't have the heter of Ishta Mishamritai. However, the Chida disagrees. And he says that even though the wife, Nebuch, is blind and she can't actually see what's happening, she could sense what's happening, and that will be enough to prevent him from doing something that he's not supposed to be doing. The Sefer Dvar Halacha in Simen Vav Sifkat and Ches says that this too was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. And a raya that the Achroinim bring is that we're learning in our shir the heter of Ishta Mishamritai. But there's another heter of Bala Be'ir. And the Gemara Masechta Kedushin that pay Aleph Amar Aleph uses the heter of Bala Be'ir for the wife of Rabbi Yosef, even though the Rabbi Yosef we find was blind. So we see that we can rely on the heter of Bala Be'ir, Ishta Mishamritai, even when the spouse, Rachman Tzlan, is blind. And so too is the halacha, so too is the opinion of Dor Sameach. Even in a situation, say the Paiskim, where one may not have relations with his wife at a certain time, let's say his wife is a nida, that doesn't preclude us being able to use the heter of Ishta Mishamritai. Even though the Ber Hatif in Evan Ezer Simon Chopei Sifkat Yud quotes the Marid that only if his wife is allowed to have relations with him, that's when we can have the heter of Ishta Mishamritai. But let's say we'll have a situation where a wife is in need of. He speaks about the case of a chassan whose wife was in need of before they ever had relations. There we don't have the keter of Ishta Mishamritai. And it seems that so too is the opinion of the Magen Mishnah in Perek Chabez of Hilchas Asuri Biyah Halacha Ches, because the Gemara says that indeed if a kala became a nida, so the Gemara says, Hu yoshim ben anoshim, the chosin sleeps amongst the men, v'ishta yishena ben anoshim, and his wife sleeps amongst the women. Now, says the Magen Mishnah, and the Gemara wants to use it in different places to teach us dinim and hilchos nida, says the Magen Mishnah, how can we use that to teach us halachas and hilchos nida? It's ishta mishamritai. It must be. Now we don't say ishta mishamritai when she's a nida. The Chelkas Mechaikik disagree, and he says that certainly ishta mishamritai even applies when she's a nida. And he says you can make an argument and say that a kala, who's a wife that this man never had relations with, maybe we wouldn't say ishta mishamritai, but he doesn't want to agree with that distinction. And so too is the opinion of the Sefer HaMakna and the Chazon Ish that we always say Ishtoi Mishamritoi. However, if you have a couple who are living without being properly married, they didn't have Chuppah of a Kedushin, you don't have the heter of Ishtoi Mishamritoi. The Shal of Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Vav Simen Mem Perik Yud Zayin paskins this way, that since they're not properly married, the halachas of Ishtoi Mishamritoi doesn't apply here. However, in the Shal of Tshuva Yaskel Avdi Chelik Hei Simen Tzadik Hei, even though he says that these people are certainly acting in a very inappropriate manner, the reality is that since they're living like husband and wife, maybe we could apply the concept of Ishtoi Mishamritoi. The Arach Chaim they want to suggest, very much connected to what we're learning in our sugya, that just like our sugya says that by an akum, we cannot apply the concept of Ishtoi Mishamritoi because they're poets, as our Gemara says. Such people as well who live without the benefit of marriage are people who are not, who the halacha would look at as prutzim. And since the halacha will look at these individuals as prutzim, we cannot apply the concept of Ishtoi Mishamritoi. When we speak about Ishtoi Mishamritoi, explain the Rishonim and the Achronim, it doesn't mean that she's actually physically there, as long as she has access to where he is, we could apply the concept of Ishtoi Mishamritoi. Not only do they not have to be in the same room, but even if a man is in a closed room with a woman, certainly not the right thing to do, but his wife is in the same home, we could still use the concept of Ishtoi Mishamritoi. So is the opinion of the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish's attitude was that the heter of Ishtoi Mishamritoi is a very strong heter, and since it's a very strong heter, we could apply it very liberally. What's the halacha if somebody's wife is not home? So the Paiskim say that if somebody's wife could arrive at any moment, and she could enter the home because she has her own key to enter the home, she doesn't need to knock or ring the bell, and she's expected, or she could come home any moment, then we could apply the heter of Ishtoi Mishamritoi, even though she isn't physically there. Really, this question is the fundamental question in understanding the heter of Ishtoi Mishamritoi. Do we say that the heter of Ishtoi Mishamritoi means that when somebody's wife is there, he won't do something inappropriate? If that's what it means, then we could only apply the heter of Ishtoi Mishamritoi when his wife is physically there. But if we say Ishtoi Mishamritoi creates a certain level of nervousness that will prevent the man from doing anything wrong, then she doesn't have to physically be there. The Shaila of Tshuva Imri Yosher, Chelik Beis Simen Tes, discusses this, and he says that even when she's not physically home, we could still apply the heter of Ishtoi Imoi, unless, he says, she's not expected to come home. On the other hand, there are poskim that are more machmer. First of all, the Ezer Makkadis says, the Gemara uses the words Mishamritai. Shamritai means that she's actually physically watching him because she's there. And even the Marsham and Chelik Dalet Simen Kuf Mem Ches is not sure they can be Mako. And so too does Ramosha in the Shas Chuvas if Igris Moshe Chelik Dalet Evan Ezra Simen Samaches of Cotton Vav discusses this issue. Again, using the Svara of Mishamritai, that she watches him. The Chibina Rav in Chelik Aleph Simon Hay, if Charles Chuvas David Misharim, says that certainly in a situation where it's only Yichud Rabbanon, we could be Mekel. And that's why the way we explained it, we have all these different conditions, the Paiskim are Mekel. Moreover, Dimri Yoshe says that even when we're going to be Mako, if the wife isn't physically there, since it's not so clear that we can be Mako, so he says we only can be Mako at home. If he's not home, he's in somewhere else with a woman, even though it's in the same town as his wife, we can't be Mako. Moreover, the Paiskim are certainly machmer. The Shas HaTshuvas Tzitzel discusses this, that if a wife is by work and she normally doesn't come home during the day when she's by work, we certainly cannot apply under those circumstances the heter of Ishta Mishamritai.